this is Mike Harbath, President and CEO of Revenue Rocket, and your host for this week's Shoot the Moon podcast. Revenue Rocket is a premier M&A and growth strategy advisory firm to IT services firms worldwide. Today, I have with me my partners, Ryan Barnett and Matt Lockhart. And we're going to talk about the five milestones to achieving a combination in 2022. Gentlemen, welcome.
Happy New Year, Mike. We're off and running.
Yeah, it's a great start to the quarter, and at least for us. So as 2021 wrapped up, we're looking forward to an interesting start to 2022. We have a macroeconomic that is really positive for deal making. So we still have people that are looking to get deals done by companies and also looking to sell. And we see that throughout the year. So Matt, Mike, today I'd love to talk to you a little bit about some of the most important milestones that we see in actually getting the deal done in the next 12 months. And part of it is coming back to fundamentals. So I'd love to just start and get your opinions on what it means to get a deal done and what milestones are out there. And I think the big one that we're going to just start with is you got to be ready to start a process. Whether buying or selling your company, you simply have to be ready. Mike, you know, what's it mean to be ready?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I think what's interesting to be ready is important on a variety of fronts. Obviously, you need to be, you know, financially ready. And this really holds for whether you're buying or selling, right? I mean, you need to have your financial house in order. You guys have heard this from us before. Understand what a top quartile firm is in your space as it relates to growth and profit, and be in those ranges. And there's all kinds of great sources of data to determine what a top quartile firm is. Certainly, if you have you know, questions about that, you can contact us. But you know, doing a little bit of research online based on the specific profile of your IT services business will show you sort of where those numbers typically are. And I think, you know, you want to be in a situation where, you know, you understand the current level of market readiness. You want to understand, the current level of, you know, kind of where in general your value is. And I think in the end, you know, there's a variety of other aspects of being ready, but it includes look ready and sort of, you know, beyond financial and operations and realistic expectations for value, whether you're buying or selling. You know, there's also other intangibles. And I would like to spend, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about financial readiness. A lot of our podcasts would be great to talk about, too, on this podcast, a little bit about the intangibles. I don't know what you guys think there about readiness relates to intangibles, but certainly we know and looking at a lot of firms that that does have an impact on value.
No, it absolutely does, Mike. And I think part of this is just determining and running with market fit. So you look at product market fit and companies going to market. I think this is an opportunity that we – that you can also be just ready for what we're doing. So if you look at IT services overall, we have a trending market that's going upwards. We have the adoption of new technologies that continues to be hot. Think cloud, for example. Think just macroeconomic terms in IT, cloud, big data, the movement towards labor markets that are global, the remote work possibilities, and the companies that need that work. So part of this is just being right place, right time. And IT services are right now really in that IT, the market fit is there. So it's just simply the time where valuations in IT services are being understood. You're seeing the multiples that are increasing, and it's just a good time for people to start executing on a deal.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Matt, what's your opinion about some of the, you know, other intangibles of readiness as it relates to M&A?
You know, I I think that alignment is super important. Oftentimes, we're dealing with firms where there's, obviously multiple partners in play, right? And just being aligned with the partners is obviously super critical. And so an example of alignment is if you're selling your firm, what type of firm would be, best to acquire your firm? Is it a financial buyer? I.e., there's members of the partnership that are interested in continuing forward. So what are the motivations and, for each of the partners and making sure that you're aligned towards that? I think that reinforcing what, you both said and Ryan in particular is aligning your greatest value to, the greatest value that you provide to what is most important in terms of the market overall. Ryan talked about some of the sort of the hotter solution areas or capabilities and just ensuring that you're going to be able to align to that. So, I think those are some of them. I mean, structurally, we'll get into some of the other pieces that need to be in place, the financials, the marketability, et cetera, et cetera. But, the M&A process can, create confusion internally within an organization. And so ensuring that everyone is aligned and understands what they're getting into is critically important. And that, that's for both buyers and sellers.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I was just going to say, just a transition a little bit, and this is part of that, the financial piece, as you just mentioned, Matt, it's year end. If we just finished up a year end, this is a great time to, look back, close the books, but also just having accurate accounting records. So if you're thinking about selling your company, this is the time where it's critical to, perhaps get that close in and getting it done and starting to look at how 2021 wrapped up. Mike, is there anything special at the start of the year and the start of a deal making process that has special financial considerations?
Well, certainly, we like companies that are up and to the right. If you need, that's an ideal situation for optimizing value, right? Consistent growth over time and a consistent path to growth in the future where your story holds together. I think as you're beginning a process or looking to sell, and when we say a process, we talk about an official process with an advisor, such as Revenue Rocket, to bring your market to or bring your business to market. You need to know that it is a journey, right? And we spend a lot of time helping you determine your what we call realistic value. We think that any advisor, and there's many good advisors, we're not the only game in town, but there's many good advisors out there that do M&A advisory. A good advisor should provide clear value around doing your valuation and talking to you about a clearing price that they expect based on their experience and comps. They should not allow you to set the price that you feel your business is worth without the context of outside review and valuation diligence being done on your business. We think that's a mistake. We see advisors do that from time to time, and they say, well, the market will allow and figure out the pricing for the businesses that we represent. We think that's not doing a sell-side client or someone you're bringing to market any favors, because it means that there may be a big disconnect between what you might feel your value is and what the market's willing to pay. So establishing that evaluation is important. I think also understanding and surviving, due diligence. Due diligence is an extremely rigorous process where a buyer will want to look at everything you've got, right? And so making sure that you're well organized, buttoned up, not only financially, but from a records perspective, that you have copies of all your contracts, that they're signed, that they're assignable, that you have systems in place to make sure your records are in order, that they're digitized. Sounds like a simple thing, but if you've been in business a long time, you might have a lot of your records that are on paper. And being able to digitize those records to make them easily accessible by a variety of parties that have to look at them as part of a diligence process is really important. And I think the time to providing diligence information, the time to providing information once you're in a process is also an interesting measure. You know, buyers, when they look at doing an acquisition, gauge their level of suspicion, if you will, in the information provided based on how quickly it's provided. If it takes you 9 weeks to provide information, basic financial information to a buyer, believe me, they're going to scrutinize it at a level that is amazing. Now, not that they won't look at it and scrutinize it if you provide it in 9 minutes, but it will be with less scrutiny from our experience if it's put together. Because the assumption is you can't provide information around contracts and financials and everything else if it's not quickly, if it's not put together. So again, back to what a good advisor will help you do. They will help you organize your information in preparation, whether that be audited financial statements, which we think are generally a good idea if you're going to go to market, or at least at a minimum a compilation or comment from your accountant about its being put together. Timely tax reporting and payments are really important, both based on both buyers and sellers. Nothing like a tax lien to throw a big wrench in a deal on either side of a transaction. We've seen it happen. We've seen transactions get pretty far down the process. And in the diligence process, a tax lien is found and that blows up the deal. So, you know, make sure that you have your house in order, your records in order, and that you're prepared to be fully transparent with everything in the business. I think many of those things are critical to being ready.
Agreed. And Mike, we transition a little bit, and Matt, I'm curious on your impressions on this. Is just like January brings some New Year's resolutions when it comes to health and fitness goals, companies have to look great too. And there's a lot that it comes to just making yourself look like you're ready for the market. And some fit and finish can carry a lot of weight when it comes to that market perception. So I'm curious if there's things that you think a start of the year tune-up could do to help a company just look ready for the process. I get this includes buyers and sellers too. Buyers have to, it takes more than just a pile of cash to get a deal done. So Matt, what do you think? What's it take for a company to look ready for a deal this year?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it as sort of an overall, process, like Mike talked about, or a program, if you will, that's got a timeline. Now, you know, nobody can predict the future in terms of how long it will take to either acquire a firm or sell your firm. However, you know, the more that you can sort of try to map, right, and so get your schedule together first and foremost. And if looking ready, if you're not looking ready, and so, you know, within that, obviously the website, right? And does the website bring forward the most, valuable assets, right? Or solutions, again, tying to that market need. Understanding who's going to be the face of sort of the firm or faces of the firm. And are those, individuals, appropriately represented on the website, right? The historical, you know, any historical customer information that validates, right? All of those things, which is, you know, just good marketing capability overall, that certainly needs to be in alignment, because, you know, the first thing that any, you know, potential suitor is going to look at, they're going to go to the website, right? And then whatever supporting materials that once you get into the process need to map to that. They all need to stitch together and tie together, you know, very well. And then the, you know, and then the communication plan, you know, once you get into communications with customers, that, that needs to map to that as well. So, you know, those are some of just the real basics that you go, well, you know, duh, right? But, you know, we just see time and time again where people are like, well, I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to sell, or I want to go buy a firm. And they haven't really thought through how they appear, right, and how they appear consistently, right, can enhance value. You know, one of our financial, you know, experts in our financial team talks about the role that volatility plays in valuation. And, you know, there's volatility from the financials, but there's also just volatility from, you know, the message and the appearance of a firm. And so that consistency is just absolutely critical.
And then, and I would add, let me make a note on that, Ryan. I would also add third-party validation of your is also good for optics, right? Whether that be, you know, you're recognized as a fast-growth firm or a best places to work, or you know, some of those outside third-party validation awards are meaningful in the optics of your business. And so not only do you need to look and operate from an outside perspective well, but you know, consider that if this is on your long-term trajectory, whether you're a buyer, frankly, or a seller, people are looking for third, you know, what I like to call the good housekeeping seal of approval. I might date myself here a little bit, but if you see that, whether you're looking at someone acquiring your business or vice versa, reciprocal diligence, those things are do add to your credibility and, frankly, do add to the optics that you're a firm worth partnering with.
And I think, Mike, that's a great point, and which leads us, if you look ready and you've had which is our point three, and you have the solid financial performance, that was our point two, and the market is ready, which are point one, kind of brings us to point four, which is simply, if you do all those things right, your valuation is probably going to go up. And you'll also be aware that the market has a certain spot for getting deals done. And this is an interesting part in which buyers in this reality are starting to realize that buying a company on the cheap is probably not going to happen. So I'd love to get, Mike, your idea on, you know, what should buyers and sellers do to help set realistic valuation expectations in 2022?
Well, I think understanding the current market, you know, a lot of people want to rely on market multiples as the only gauge of valuation metric. And unfortunately, multiples aren't valuations and valuations aren't multiples. And so do they give us a general guidepost? Yes. But I think what's challenging about valuation multiples is your perspective on the current market may be dated or stale. And if it is, you run the risk, whether you're a buyer thinking that valuations are lower than they are, or whether you're a seller, it could be the same situation. Or you may have an unrealistic expectation because you heard about someone at the coffee shop who happened to sell their, you know, business similar to yours at, you know, a crazy multiple, that you should expect that as well. And so I think it's very, very valuable to get outside advice from an advisor or a valuation firm to determine what is the real value of my business, what are real valuation parameters, where are the ditches today when you go to look at doing a transaction, and does that make sense? I alluded to earlier that credible advisory firms, if you're selling your business, do that work as some of the most early work they would do with you to give you context around what you could expect in selling your business in the current market. That is absolutely critical. I would strongly recommend that you steer away from a firm that doesn't do that if you're going to run a process and you're going to go to market. Certainly, we have a lot of clients that just do evaluation every year just to know, because they either have stakeholders or from their business that should know, and they want to know internally from a planning purposes, are they doing the right thing to add value to the business over time? And it's a great metric to understand that. But we think being real about valuations is important. We see every day scenarios where buyers think they can buy firms for less than they can, and then they walk by or do not get deals done that others do get done. And so the ultimate test of valuation is when you have a willing buyer and a willing seller come together on price. And what's very, you know, challenging is to be someone who's trying to acquire a business. In this case, if you're a buyer, not getting traction with a seller because you have an unrealistic expectation of value, and someone else comes in and does the deal, right? That's frustrating. But you have to really look in the mirror in that situation and say, why didn't we get that deal done? Did we not get that deal done because the seller had unrealistic expectations of value, or because I had unrealistic expectations as a buyer as to what current market value really is? So I think, you know, being able to understand the current market is always critical, and being realistic. You know, valuing a business, if you're a seller, is not like a Turkish bazaar. I say this a lot. We are not selling commodities here, okay? So it is not, I'll give you two of this for this, or bundle deals to get to a certain value exchange based on a commodity. This is a business that you have to clearly understand where the market-based pricing is, and it's not just a number that you have in your head that will get paid. Most people do have a number in their head. If they're a seller, they want to get to a certain size or a certain value, but they need to have realism about, you know, realistic expectations, and, you know, be real about what their business really is worth. And if it's not worth what you want it to be worth, spend time doing the right thing and growing it and investing in how do you scale and profit and get more profit so that you can achieve your number. That's the best way to actually transact a deal.
It's a really great points, Mike. I think the valuation is critically important to finding a deal. But once we find that enterprise value in mind, it seems like 2022 might have differences in how the deals get done. And Matt, I don't know if you have some following up points to Mike, or if you want to transition to what we see as point five, which is this could be a year where you're open to creative deal structures. And I'd love for you to get both your opinions on how enterprise value could be higher or perhaps lower if you have a deal structure in mind.
Yeah, I think it's great, Ryan. I just, if you go back to sort of aligning, right, in terms of expectations, and if you're a selling party and there's multiple partners, then that alignment is critical in the context of valuation and what you can expect, but also alignment in terms of deal structure. And when we talk about deal structure, you know, it can be anything from all cash, right? Cash plus an earnout, cash plus an earnout plus, you know, rolling equity, right? All sorts of flavors. But you really need to understand, you know, sort of what is the spectrum that you would be willing to participate in. Ryan, I think you mentioned a really good point, which is deal structure can have an opportunity to maximize value, you know, within your firm. And so, you know, what do we mean by that? Well, if you're open to selling the majority of the stake in your firm, yet the buyer is open to you rolling some of the value of your firm into the equity of the new co, well, then, you've got the opportunity to win twice and participate in continuing to grow the overall organic value of the new firm. And that's it's a really wonderful opportunity. And that takes place whether or not the buyer is a pure financial buyer, like a private equity firm, or can be a strategic buyer. And it may look a little bit more like a traditional merger than a pure play acquisition. So I think that it really all goes back to that alignment, the understanding of what you're willing to look at, and then being sort of open and transparent and flexible to what may provide an increased overall market valuation.
I agree. And a part of this is just making sure you know what's available to you. We'll take a second for commercial, but you really do have to work with an advisor to understand what your profile is, what it takes, and what it will take to get a successful deal done. And look what options are available to move some of those levers to give you the deal that you want. There are so many interesting structures out here right now, and looking at rolling a company forward, if you're successful, and looking at second bites at the apple is really, really an exciting time right now.
Absolutely. I'll highlight, Ryan, a really good best practice that Mike, brought up, and I think needs to, sort of be highlighted, which is, do a valuation. Do a valuation on a consistent basis, right? To truly understand how the market would view your firm. And that has more to do than just financials. It has to do with the strategic nature of your capabilities, how those capabilities are viewed, and the other things that we've talked about in terms of being ready. And I think that doing that on a consistent basis and having a relationship with an advisor that you trust, to be able to give you that feedback so that, potentially you aren't ready today, but you want to be ready, right? A pretty wise guy that I've had the opportunity to work with in the past said, look, you want to be ready at any given time, right? To sell your firm, run your business as though you're going to be running it forever, but be ready, right? At any given time. And you go, well, geez, aren't those competing, right? It's like, no, not really, right? The very best well-run firms have all of these considerations that we've talked about today. And so that they are ready. And if you haven't thought about that, or you haven't gotten some of that outside perspective, then it's worth its weight in gold to do so.
I agree. And if I was to wrap this up, and if we're looking at those five things for something that's going to make a great 2022, know when your market is ready. We believe IT service is hot and ready to go. Make sure there's solid financial performance, and then you're executing to the numbers that you're planning to. You've got to take a step. You got to look ready. So make sure that you've got your fit and finish. Look that you've got your everything in place to either buy a company or sell a company. You have to know what valuation works for you and what you're acceptable for that enterprise valuation to say, yes, let's get a deal done. And number 0.5, you got to be open to creative deal structures. With that, I think that's all the questions I got for this podcast. Mike, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Ryan. So with that, we will tie a ribbon on it. Make it a great week. Take care.